Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Chayei Sara, I'd like to share with you a few thoughts on this week's parasha, starting from the beginning. We'll work our way towards the end. In the beginning of the parasha, we have the Eved Neman Eliezer coming to the home of Lavan and Bethuel, trying to get Rivka as a shidduch for Yitzchak. We find there in Perek of Dalet, I believe it's Pasuk Nun, that in their discussion, Vayan Lavan and Bethuel Vayayimru, May Hashem Yatzah Hadavar, that they reply, May Hashem Yatzah Hadavar. Rashi says, Vayan Lavan u'besuel, Rasha Haya, Kofetz Lahashiv Berosh, Lefnei Aviv. That Lavan was a Rasha. He answered ahead of his father. The question is asked the father and son. The son should wait for the father to respond first, and he should respond second. I saw a very important Musar idea in a sefer named Chamin B'Motzoi Shabbos. About a year ago, someone gave me the sefer as a gift. It was 2 years ago already. And I originally saw a sefer, Chamin B'Motzoi Shabbos. I thought, wow, they're writing a whole sefer on eating hot food on Motzoi Shabbos. Seems like a very specialized world. And I put it aside. Only later did I realize that it's a sefer with beautiful shmuzen on the parashiyos of Sefer Bereishis. And there, he addressed this question. He says, Rashi says, Vayan Lavan u'Besuel. He was a Rashi, he spoke ahead of his father. Here's the kasha. Lavan was a terrible Rasha. Lavan, Bikesh Lakar es HaKoyel. Lavan was out to get rid of Klal Yisrael. He was out to destroy the Jewish people. The Rashi in Parshas Tatelda, he says, Rivka is a Bas Rasha, Va'achais Rasha. She grew up in the house of a Rasha. Lavan was a Rasha from beginning to end. So the question is, if you have such a terrible Rasha, this is what you say about him, that he speaks ahead of his father? The Torah goes and shows us that he was terrible. He spoke ahead of his father. He did much worse things than speaking ahead of his father. Speaking ahead of his father, there's some from Yidden who don't realize and speak up first. He answers that on the contrary. The Torah is teaching us that the inyanim of kibud av va'em are so important. Chomor shebechamurais, they're so chomor that this teaches us love was a Rasha. We look with great gravity at somebody who doesn't respect his father. He brings that the Divrei Chaim once had to paskin an aguna shaila. And he called his son, Rabbi Cheskel, the Shinver Rav, to come and join him in his deliberations about this aguna shaila. How did the Shin of a Rav, Rabbi Cheskel, prepare himself? He prepared himself for dealing with aguna shaila, bechazering dine kibur an va'em, because he was afraid in their deliberation his father will say something and he'll contradict his father. There are ways a person should disagree with his father, and proper language to use. That's how we prepared for it in Torah about an aguna, by being careful not to be over on chomor shebechamurais, on one of the most chomor dika averis. He also brings that some of us came to the Chazon Ish. He told the Chazon Ish, I just got married, and I've been diagnosed with a terrible illness. The doctors are ready to give up hope. So he explained to the Chazon Ish the different segulas that he did, checking his mezuzahs and checking his tefillin and going through everything. So Chazon Ish said, "Tachi ein lacha av ve'im. You don't have a father and mother. Lama chal lirais b'sadei zarim. Why do you go look at strange schoolists that are from strange places? Kibud av ve'im is erichas yamin." I think most of us think that we're careful with kibud av ve'im, and hopefully we are. But the strict interpretation of kavod, which the Shulchan Aruch gives, is something that most people are unaware of. If a father says, take an umbrella, it's raining outside, and the son knows it's not raining, he's not allowed to say, no, it's not raining. One is not allowed to contradict his father directly. He can say something like, well, let's see, maybe it stopped raining. He could say something, but there are kavod, but a direct contradiction, that's awesome. The same thing is true about saying, my father is right. It's also not considered to be kavod. So a person has to be careful how he speaks. He really has to learn Shulchan Aruch. And that's the idea that love unspoken ahead of Besuel, even for a person who's Bikish Lakar Sakael, this shows how terrible he is, how awful he is. Be careful at home. Look around at the Shabbos meal. Does somebody speak ahead of his father when a question is asked? Not let the father be the first to answer. Think about it. Let's move on in the parasha. Eliezer is successful in accomplishing the shidduch, and he's a pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, which I think has become well known, that afterwards Eliezer was freed by Avraham Avinu. He went to Cheirus. We don't find again Eliezer, Eved Avraham, or Eved Yitzchak at all. I think Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes that it was his shatchanis. The shatchanis was to be freed from being in heaven. But there's a problem here. The Torah says, La'olam behem tavaydu, that if you have an Eved, you're not allowed to free him. La'olam behem tavaydu, very famous. It's very famous that in the Gemara, we have Rav Gamliel in the Mishnah, when an Eved named Tevi, and his Mitzayra love Lashay, he wanted to free him, but he couldn't free him. So how could Avraham Avinu free Eliezer? The answer to that is a clear. Did Eliezer give Kedushin to Rivka, or did he only bring her back and Yitzchak was the one that did Kedushin? What happened? It's clear from Chazal that Eliezer was Mekadesh, or gave a Kedushin as a Shliach of Yitzchak. The Gemara says, Exuvah Staf Nun Zayin, that when Lavan said, Teshev Hanara Itanu Yamim Ayasar, let Rivka live with us a year or 10 months. Gemara learns from there that it's a derech to give a year or 10 month space between the Kedushin and the Nisuin. So clearly there was a Kedushin. Taisis and Suvis, I think it's Dafches, says Vayavarchu is Rivka, Birchas Erison, that there was an Erison. So clearly, Avraham Avinu understood that we've got to get this done. They'll change our minds. Let's make Eliezer a shliach, and the shliach will be Mekadesh Rivka, and it'll be a done deal. The kasha is, a person can't be a shliach for something if he's not in the parsha of that mitzvah. An Eved Kenani who's not in the parsha of Kedushin can't be a shliach for Kedushin. So how did Yitzchak make Eliezer a shliach? The answer has to be that he freed him. That he freed him, and now he became a Ben Chayrin. And now he could, Eliezer could do the shlichus. He's not allowed to free somebody. The answer is, in the Ran, in the Dharam, who says that it's only also to free an Eved if you're doing it for the sake of the Eved. Someone frees an Eved for his own sake, because he has a benefit. Like a Gemara's example, where a man needed a 10th person for minyan. He freed his Eved to make a 10th person to minyan. When you're freeing someone for your good, says the Ran, that's mutter. If so, we now have a better picture of what took place. Avraham didn't free Eliezer because it's also, he hadn't freed him all the years because of that. Now he had an opportunity. Because it was important for Avraham that Eliezer be Mekadesh Rivka. But he can't be Mekadesh Rivka as long as he's an Eved. Because an Eved can't be a Shliach for Kedushin. So therefore, Avraham freed him. Why was he freeing him? For his own sake. He wanted him to be able to be a Shliach for Kedushin. And with this, we answer the kasha of how Avraham freed him. And we put the whole picture of the event that took place in a much better way. He was freed. It was all part of the deal. All part of the deal. And so we have two ideas. One with Kibbut Av Ha'Eim, and one regarding La'olam Behem Tavaydu. Let's move to a third idea. And this idea has to do with the end of the parasha. At the end of the parasha, we find that Avraham Avinu takes another wife. Vayesef Avraham yikach isha u'shema Keturah. He takes a woman named Keturah. Rashi says, who was this woman? None other than the same Hagar. Why is she called Keturah? Because ma'aseha na'im k'ketores. Her actions are beautiful like k'ketores. The kasha is asked by Mefarshei Rashi. What do you mean Hagar was Meseha Noakik Tayres? Earlier, when Hagar was sent away in Parshas Vayera, Vatela Fatesa by Midbar. And she went straight in the Midbar, says, Rashi Malavit Shechazo Ligalulei Besavia. She returned to the Avodah Zarah of our house. Ah, so what does it mean? Hamaisim are nice like a tyrus. She returned to Avodah Zarah. Hamaisim are not like a tyrus. A steer and two rashes. The Samar Rebbe is different. Yael on the Parshas is a beautiful tyrus. It's behegdim by the following Hagdam. The Gemara says in the first parak of Avodah Zarah that the Masechtas Avodah Zarah of Avraham Avinu had 400 chapters, 400 parakim. Our Masechtas Avodah Zarah has 5 parakim. Why wasn't Avraham Masechta? Now, if you're going to say he just had more lamdis, that wouldn't explain why you need a new perek. Should have been longer parakim. A new perek, 400 parakim, indicates that there were other aspects of Avodah Zarah that Avraham Avinu dealt with. Says the Satmar Rebbe, Avodah Zarah comes in many forms, and there are many things which are a kernel of Avodah Zarah, not Avodah Zarah itself. Apikursis, for example, is Avodah Zarah. Anger is Avodah Zarah. Kol HaKayis Kilo Eved Avodah Zarah. And even things that sometimes people do, smells of minus. Sometimes you have a person who doesn't want to wait tzitzis. He says, I don't want the tzitzis. There are times, I don't say every time, there are times that smells of apikorsis. It's a little bit of rebelliousness. It's also an end to a nefesh adina, to a sensitive soul. It also smells of Avodah Zarah. Avraham Avinu's Masechtas Avodah Zarah dealt with all of these things. It dealt with the Avodah Zarah that was the smells of Avodah Zarah. That was something special about the home of Avraham Avinu. Getting back to Hagar, Maseha Noach Kiktairis, she was really a person of extraordinary madrega. Chazol Gugulei Beis Aviyah, she went back to her father's house. The definition of Avodah Zarah of Avraham's house didn't exist anymore. She went back to her father's house, where the regular rules of Avodah Zarah applied. Now, Maseha Noach Kiktairis, she was careful. She wasn't even Avodah Zarah. She was very careful. However, it wasn't the madrega of Avraham Avinu's house. Still, it's not a contradiction. And so, we have a tremendous insight, not only into answering this question, but as the Satmar Rebbe says, we find in Nach, in Tinach, in Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, very often, that Klal Yisrael has Avodah Zarah in most unlikely places. We find Yaakov telling Mishvatim, Hasiru Lahei HaNechar, remove the Avodah Zarahs. We find Yeshua and Perichov Dalin, a Sefer Yeshua, saying the same thing. We find Shmuel, in Shmuel Aleph, I believe it's Perich Zayin, the same exact words, Hasiru Lahei HaNechem Ekirbachem, take away your Avodah Zarah from within you. What Avodah Zarah? Do you mean at these points they had real Avodah Zarah? The answer is no. It was Avraham Avinu Avodah Zarah. It was a very unique type of an Avodah Zarah. And that unique type of Avodah Zarah is also Avodah Zarah. Not Yehar Val Yavardik, but something which really pulls a person away from the very island. And so with these three thoughts on Parshas Chayesara, I wish everybody an absolutely wonderful, meaningful, and holy Shabbos. The Shabbos of Kedusha, of Tahara, of time spent in the Beis Medrash. And those of you who are fortunate enough to have off on Thanksgiving Day weekend, use it to give thanks to the Bairi Olam by being in the Beis Medrash the way it should be, going to a slower davening, staying in the Beis Medrash after Shacharis and learning. Ah, it was beautiful this morning. We had a hakel and shul, hundreds of people, men and women, who came to hear Divrei Torah on their day off, and the very same people will undoubtedly be there tonight for Mishmar, because someone who's committed is committed. And someone who's fashpilt is fashpilt. Everybody has the time. The same person who can't find time after Shacharis in the morning to stay in shul can't find time at night. It has nothing to do with the reality. It has to do with the resolve. Ah, Devarim Pshutim. And with this, I wish everybody a good Shabbos and a wonderful Parshas Chayesara rededication to Shiduchim. Kol Tov.